Well, for the past couple weeks when we've been talking with our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson, been a lot of news in the grain markets. So for this week, what are the markets talking about?
We're getting close to the holiday period, and the markets and the news people are kind of looking for things to talk about. This week, they've been talking about the value of the dollar. It went up again, and when it went up, we saw wheat prices and grain prices fall off just a little bit because that impacts our export price. You know, you go back 6 months or so, that index was down around 92, 93. It's up over 95 and almost 96 now, and that just makes our product more expensive. Then they've been talking about the plantings in Argentina and Brazil for the winter, for the soybean and the corn. On the wheat, Australia, they've getting a general rain over that whole country. They're getting concerned about it's going to impact the quality and the quantity of the wheat. Maybe not as have much wheat for exports. And then there's always Russia with their export tax. They're changing that export tax early next year. They've announced that. And they're also thinking about putting on quotas. So there's a lot of minor news going on now. Not much to impact prices, I don't think.
Are there any concerns at all with like lower prices?
Yeah, there's always concern for lower prices. This last week, you know, we knocked off 12, 15 cents one day. When you get in the holiday periods, the market starts to get thin. And as it gets thin, if you have a mass of sellers come in, that price is going to come down. If you get some cargo sold and some contracts, that price, so you get a little more movement out of it. But I don't think if you look at wheat, I think they're relatively stable up on the top now. You look at corn, you know, we had a little rally in corn going on. Corn prices, I think, are at risk some, but you've got that harvest, you know, almost all the way down, 96-97%. You got soybeans, 96-97% harvested. Now, soybeans has been on a downtrend, and I think they're on the bottom now. They could go lower, but I don't think so. I think the prices are relatively stable, including cotton at 115.
So how should producers be selling grain and cotton going forward? You always say, you know, staggering the market, third and third and third. Is that something that you're gonna be recommending for producers?
I like that, selling it not all at once. However, right now I might tighten that third and a third and a third. If I'm holding some wheat, this year's world harvest is essentially complete. I don't expect to see much reason for prices to go higher. I'd probably stagger it out over the next month or so for wheat. On corn, prices tend to rally in the spring with corn, so I might sell some now because you got a relatively high price, but I'd third and third that, and the same with soybeans. With cotton, when you're up at 113, 114, 115, that's such a magnificent price. I don't know how you cannot sell cotton at that price.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, you know, speaking of 2022, how should producers approach that crop year? Input costs are likely to be really, really high, even though prices are, you know, looking pretty good. So how should producers approach that?
Well, they've got some opportunity with current prices. I think this is a year to calculate the probabilities of return. You got relatively high prices, but you also got higher input costs. And so you need to look at that wheat, corn, sorghum, beans, pencil it out, and put probabilities on which one's got the highest probability to give you a return. I'd probably wouldn't put all my investment in one commodity. I'd probably plant more, you know, wheat, beans, corn, spread it out a little bit, and then I'd hedge my risk there. But it's the year to put a pencil to everything and to take a really strong look at it.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.